This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now transmitting worldwide in overdrive. We're going to get to many of these veteran calls as we can, Navy vets and others. And I've kind of gone slow here. I apologize. Let's go quick. Michael in FEMA Region 9, that's on the West Coast somewhere, formerly part of the U.S. What is your experience with the VA?
Alex, I'm employed by the VA. I clean toilets and showers and tubs for veterans. And my personal experience is, you know, I've had a lot of long wait times and this and that, but I've got my eyes open and I'm awake. And if I see anything wrong going on, I'm going to bring it to attention. What my concern is my son, who you kind of hit on this a couple of callers ago. He's got a full ride scholarship at a university back in North Carolina. He was ROTC head of, commander of his high school as a junior and a senior. He's got a full ride, and he wants to get a four-year degree in criminal justice. And I asked him, I said, are you going to be a cop? And he kind of chuckled and said, I don't know, maybe, Pops. And I said, well, if you're going to be a cop, be a good cop. But then he wants to go to 82nd Airborne. I'm trying to expose to him.
Well, I think it'd be great to join the military, even though they go on some evil missions, because we need good people in the military if they weren't giving them experimental vaccines. I think no one should join the military. We should make it a big political issue that they're still doing experimentation on them. And people say, well, they don't have rights. They're troops. No. Federal law says you can't give troops experimental vaccines. It's illegal. And that's how we got the anthrax shot stopped twice and a bunch of others. So, and InfoWars was at the forefront of that. And I'm proud of that. Because let me tell you, they can make the troops take shots, they can make us take shots. So we're all in this together. God bless you, Michael. I don't know. It'd be better for him to be a cop than in the 82nd Airborne. I mean, they'll automatic re-up him. They will use him like birdcage liner. So I would never do that. I understand he wants to be a warrior. He's a man. He wants to be challenged. He wants to show his mettle. But it's just they treat you like pure crap. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, buddy. Army vet. Go ahead. Tell us your take on it.
I'm going to blow my whistle loud, partner. Look here. I had the anthrax shot before I went to Desert Storm back in 1990. Now, after the war, we got taken out to the destroyed tanks. I saw the T-72s laying in the battlefield. Now, I'm here to ask, why were we taken to a site that was very possibly destroyed by our depleted uranium shells at the M1A1, which I worked on, shoot down range?
No, that's right. You weren't supposed to be around those. Dr. Doug Rocky was there. Most of his team died.
I never have got an answer. I do have a letter from DOD, though, from 2000 that says if I was with my unit on the day specified, I probably was exposed to chemical fallout, possibly due to munitions being burned in Iraq. Another key point here, I used to go to Austin VA, but now I go to Temple VA, and they don't diagnose PTSD. It's a big no-no. The director of the, somewhere up in the chain, put out the memo and said, you don't diagnose that. You diagnose anxiety, depression, irritability, and all these symptoms, but PTSD is off the books because it costs too much money. Austin American Statesman did an article on that, which I believe I still have a copy of it.
Incredible, sir. Look, I'm sorry to all the other vets. We'll do this again tomorrow. Barbara, Kathy, and John, if you give folks your number, we'll call you tomorrow, I promise. Or If you get back in, you'll go to the head of the line. I'm out of time. Nightly news tonight, 7. The good news is major attention's on the VA now. We may be able to get some reforms if people stay angry.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. Past this
gentlemen, it is already Wednesday, the 21st day of May, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. Where to begin? I've got to say, we have to begin with DrudgeReport.com. This video and audio is also up on InfoWars.com. Dim. We've proved communism works. Joe Garcia has come out publicly during a committee hearing and said that we've proven communism works. Ladies and gentlemen, communism from North Korea to China to Russia creates unmitigated hell. And we have been purposely maneuvered to go bankrupt and have a domesticated, sickly population. Every metric, from our IQs to our education to our income, shows we're going to hell in a handbasket. JFK in 1961 cut the main tax rate by 50%. The other major tax bracket by 33%. You can look that up. Federal tax receipts doubled the next year. Why then do they want to keep raising taxes when it lowers tax receipts, when it stalls the economy? Because the globalists, by and large, are exempt from the taxes they foist on us. Communism doesn't exist. It's a political term to con the general public back into slavery and to make your labor controlled by central committees who live in giant palaces and who suppress the population with paramilitary police wearing black uniforms and ski masks. But I want to play the disgusting audio of this before we get into the bombshell VA news that's now broken at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go ahead and go to this disgusting clip of Joe Garcia. Here it is.
You prove that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime. But that isn't what we should be doing on the border, the kind of money that we've poured into there. And we're having a diminishing return. So while we're doing, we're spending all this money here, we have border problems in Puerto Rico, where we haven't been able to set up a system that's safe there. And people are finding alternative routes. But the opportunity to get this right and the mistake.
There we go. So a guy that's for communism wants open borders here. And then they give you a government job producing nothing. It doesn't matter. You can vote to control the whole country now under democracy. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. What's for dinner? The sheep. And those of us that produce are the sheep. We are disdained. We are hated. We are persecuted. And misery loves company. The giant unwashed masses that have grown up now, multi-generations on welfare, don't care that Warren Buffett's tax-exempt. Don't care that Bill Gates is tax-exempt. Don't care that their trillions are washed through international banks, that they're above the law. Don't care they have jet copters. Don't care. Don't care if they have five kids when they're telling you not to have kids. They don't care. They hate the guy that lives in a nice house and has a nice car. And our journey into this abject slavery is getting really, really close, ladies and gentlemen. There are at least 10 different Obama czars on record. You've heard them. We've played them here. Saying that Mao Zedong and Lenin and people were wonderful. And that we need communism. In my experience, these high-level leftist operatives are deploying a type of communism for the general public, but they themselves don't even understand how the tax-free foundations are running it all, and they are useful idiots who literally can hardly talk. When you get around establishment minions and even mid-level functionaries, even high-level functionaries, they don't know what's going on. They are useful idiots in the very sense of V.I. Lenin's quote about useful idiots. Here's a headline. Substitute teacher fired for asking fourth graders for dating advice. That's up in New York, investigators say. She was just asking him, you know, what she thought about, you know, the type of guy she should date. But it's okay to teach first graders about anal sex and to show them videos of two men kissing at a, quote, gay proposal. That's literally promoting pedophilia, in my view, sexualizing children. But then some teacher goes, hey, I'm dating a couple of guys. Who do you think I ought to go out with? Just some woman thinking about the guys she's dating, shooting her mouth off. Maybe she should have gotten censored. Maybe she should have gotten suspended for a week without pay. But no, she's fired. I always love how that is. You're fired for something petty, But then if it's state-sponsored, you can teach the most horrible stuff imaginary. That's just an example of how this system works. Man claims Albuquerque police caused him to lose a testicle. We're continuing our investigation of what's happening in Albuquerque, where the police are just executing people left and right and getting awards for the feds while they do it. That's all coming up. We've got huge news on the TEPCO releasing contaminated water into the sea, 560 tons of contaminated water. It's bigger than the original disaster weekly as it continues to melt down five of the six reactors. It's just ongoing. So that's just some of the news on that front. Also, White House picking up pace on executive orders. And Boehner says that Obama will hit a brick wall if he continues to operate dictatorially. Well, not if Boehner has anything to do about it. Boehner's there to act like he's doing something while helping get the whole agenda through, playing golf on a weekly basis with Obama. Also, I want to get into political correctness mind control. People keep calling them idiots. They keep calling them morons. They keep calling the environmentalists wackos. They're not wackos. They're taking over our whole country and world, putting smart meters in to track us. They're shutting down our energy sources. They're shutting down all industry they don't control. They're putting in surveillance systems to track all human activity. They are conquering us. And the average low-level environmentalist means well. They just don't understand the big picture. But now, dovetailing that, this is out of East Greenwich newspaper, and they report this with a straight face. Cole Middle School cancels Honors Night because it's seen as exclusive, and anything exclusive is deemed racist. And also they're saying stop using the term hump day on Wednesdays. That, too, is racist. And petting zoos are now racist. I'm not kidding. We're going to be breaking this down. Because, well, if there's a camel at it, that puts down Arabs. And you heard it. If you have a party with Mexican food, it's not because you like Mexican food. If you have a fiesta party and invite your friends over and you know, have a pinata. I had pinatas almost every birthday. I loved them. It's because my parents were racist, not because it was fun and I asked for a pinata. Cowboy hats are Spanish and come from Mexico. So I guess it's racist that I wore a cowboy hat when I worked on ranches. Folks, what this is conscious, again, conscious takeover of society across the board, where everything is politically incorrect and a thought crime, so that you won't say or do anything, and so anyone can be denounced at any time. This is right out of the Soviet Union. The term hate speech and hate crime is from the Soviet Union. It was developed in the 40s.
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Okay, well, if you like that commercial, you may be racist. The University of St. Thomas in Minnesota now canceling an event to celebrate the end of the year after some people complained about bringing a humpty camel.
Now, again, folks, people love to have fun. And they're now saying that, you know, if you want to get a midget for your birthday party, well, that's how some of those folks make money. That's how ancient jesters in most courts from China to England were dwarves and midgets. They even say the word dwarf or midget is quote, you know, mean now. They're taking every term and making it bad. And sure, it would be fun, I would think, if it's fun for the person coming to do it. They choose to make money doing that. Is that something bad? You could even argue that's bad. But now it's going to move on to a camel offends one Arab, so you can't have a camel at a petting zoo. Or you can't have valedictorians or an honors event. That's like saying, well, they're getting rid of dodgeball. They're getting rid of sports at a lot of schools because, see, all the kids can't win. Well, that's how life is. Some people are better looking. Some people are better at math. Some people are better at social skills. Some people are better at mechanical type things. Some people like working in the fields. Some people just aren't as smart as others. And so they literally want to lower everyone else to the standards of whatever they set. It's an attack on women. It's an attack on men. It's an attack on heterosexuals. The existence of heterosexuals is hateful. That's taught on many universities, that all sex between a man and a woman is rape. That's the standard feminist line. That's not feminist. That's CIA exterminism to screw up the male-female relationship to destabilize society. And now you can't have honors night and you can't have a petting zoo. This is the total tyranny.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine, puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time.
So Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, says he hasn't heard of the VA scandal. We're replaying that clip. Bill Press went further. He went on television on the Rockefeller Channel, state-funded MSNBC, and said that it's a Republican conspiracy theory. There's no problems at the VA. There's no suicides. There's no death list, even though they're on record to exist. None of that is happening. So I thought that we should play this Bill Gates clip from 2 years ago of him on national television promoting death panels that Ezekiel Emanuel, who wrote most of the bill, promotes, and that Newsweek promotes in the cover story, The Case for Killing Granny. So the death panels are in the bill. It's going nationwide, not just in the VA. And they want to play this game of telling you it doesn't exist. Kind of like the drone program doesn't exist. Remember when Gibbs was told to say it didn't exist a decade after it was public? It's like saying the Eiffel Tower doesn't exist. This is what they think of you. Remember, they're not liberals. They're ultra-fascist liars who know what they're doing. Michael Moore has 6 armed bodyguards. I've seen them. I videotaped them. He admits he has them. He doesn't want you to have a gun. He says you're a white racist if you have one. But he's a disgusting tyrant who has bodyguards, just like Dianne Feinstein, just like Chuckie Schumer, just like Obama. Let's go to Bill Gates. Here's the clip.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
that's making an interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money, it means we lay off 3 teachers to do so. I mean, in other words, we
stop right there. And the reason I play that clip up front is we have the clips in the article by Paul Watson for the Journal of Pediatrics, Bioethics, saying kill babies up to age 3, they're not humans, kill old people. We have all the different quotes. This is what they're pushing. So you can understand the audio that we have of the VA supervisor who's senior at a major East Coast base. I'm going to leave it at that. He was told by another administrator that older veterans should be shot in the head to save money. And we're talking to this guy right now about just going completely public. Supervisors said older veterans should be taken outside and shot in the head to save money. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And so I want to go to the audio of that. And the full 15-minute interview is up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
Where you have supervisors in supervisory positions in this hospital that have been made statements, racial slurs against veterans, have made statements that, you know, older veterans, they should just be taken outside and shot in the head because they're worthless. And this person still works there, and he's still a supervisor.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So this is an exclusive breaking news up at Infowars.com dealing with this. And then meanwhile, we have the incredible denials of people like Carney, saying that he first learned of it from the media. Here's that clip.
And just to follow up on that, when was the president first made aware of these problems, of these fraudulent lists that were being kept to hide the wait times? When was he first made aware of those problems? And when did other White House officials, top White House officials, become aware of these problems?
When you say these problems, the fact that there have been bureaucracies,
but the
specific allegations that I think were reported first by your network out of Phoenix, I believe we learned about them through the reports. I will double check if that's not the case, but that's when we learned about them, and that's when, as I understand it, Secretary Shinseki learned about them and immediately took the action that he has taken, including instigating his own review or initiating his own review, but also requesting that the Inspector General investigate. And I think, again, I would point you to his testimony as well as the Inspector General's testimony last week.
And by the way, Obama is now standing behind General Shinseki, who heads up the VA, saying, you know, that we're going to up our game and try to make it a little better. I want to explain something here. We're going to come back and document this. This is being done by design. This is being done on purpose, on record, to get rid of the veterans. It's called eugenics. It's called population control. We're going to break it down straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, if you're a VA whistleblower or any other type of government whistleblower, or a listener that's got news tips for us, we break national news stories every week here, global news stories every week. Send your tips to showtips at InfoWars.com. If you want us to use your identity, say that in the email. If you don't want it used, tell us in the email. We'll protect your identity. Send any provisos you've got. But Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs has been going through his email, and he's back there right now in the news studio recording interviews on video Skype with more whistleblowers. And I'll just tell you point blank, he's already been down at the Austin VA getting enrolled himself. He's got a lot of combat injuries. And that still need treatment, and they spelled his name wrong and wouldn't give him care for internal bleeding for over a month. They said in July he can come see him. That's all on tape. And he has the police throwing him out of the parking lot on video just on Monday. You just got so much footage, you got to get around to putting it on air. And saying, well, because of the scandal, you can't interview veterans out here. Because what he does is he goes in, he talks to veterans inside, free speech. And he says, well, come outside, here's my card, I'll interview you. And they don't want that going on. Well, you're not going to stop everybody. Everybody, just shoot a YouTube interview on your iPhone. Upload it. Put it to YouTube. All of you can do this. And I like Staff Sergeant Biggs because, you know, he gets it. He served multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and had Michael Hastings embedded with him from Esquire magazine and some big battles. And so those got written up in major stories. And then Biggs, of course, we got to knowing Biggs whenever they murdered Michael Hastings, blew his car up when he was on the run from the feds. And the feds threatened the family and stuff and told him not to go to the press. And then we got threatened. We were sending reporters out to California. We still did it. And so that's the kind of reporter I want, is somebody that's not a coward. Because all the rest of his friends and family were intimidated. So you can also send your veterans tips to jbiggs@infowars.com. Just the initial J, as in jumping jack. jbiggs@infowars.com. jbiggs@infowars.com. Yeah, there's two G's. Yeah, I don't know why we always do things like, you know, D Knight or whatever. It just ought to be Knight, or it ought to be, you know what I mean? Just like the simplest emails possible. I'm not complaining. I'm always saying simple emails, and it's like, it ought to be like veterans@infowars.com. In fact, we'll create that email right now, and then that's something that he can check. Or vets@infowars. Vets@infowars. We'll set up vets@infowars right now. And that can be something everybody checks, because there's no way Joe can handle all this.
Good idea on that.
None of us can handle all this. There are just too many whistleblowers coming in, which is a good thing. But that's why I say you should do your own YouTube. And by the way, I tell these whistleblowers, why not just go public? It's the fear of losing the pension. It's the fear of repercussions that has allowed this tyranny to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Because everyone's afraid of being persecuted or prosecuted or retaliated against for exposing corruption to the point where people won't report on any type of corruption. But what is politically correct is to ban dodgeball and ban any type of fiesta parties at colleges or high schools. Oh, sorry. You can't have a fiesta party, in your health class, in your home class, because tacos are racist. And again, it's meant to make it crazy. Oh, you drew a picture of a gun, or you wrote about guns in your fiction essay. You're going to be arrested and given a psychological evaluation. Even though you wrote an article about your dad, who's a Marine Corps captain, and told a story about the firearms the Marines use. People are actually, the SWAT teams are called, folks. Again, you can't have valedictorians. You can't have honors balls to honor people that did well in school and who kept their nose clean. Because that's discriminatory. Everything is discriminatory, ladies and gentlemen, except Obama, 50 million, 100 million sometimes on his trips. That's all acceptable. That's all a good thing. Red carpets, all the rest of it. Arresting all the homeless people in Eastern European and African and Latin American cities when he lands so it looks good when he's there. And then he tells Africans, you can't have a car. You can't have air conditioning because it hurts the earth, but I'm going to land in Air Force One. Look at this headline just out. Rabbi, Little League coach, law officers among 70 arrested in online child porn ring. And you know, when I see these type of headlines, I ask myself, is this a group of people that were good and are being set up? Or is it a group of people that were bad, who didn't play ball or are being set up? Or is it real? During the course of the investigation, nearly 600 desktop and laptop computer tablets, smartphones, and other devices containing a total of 175 terabytes of storage data were seized. Agents are still examining the devices to locate and catalog evidence, an arduous task that could result in more arrests. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children will also use its analysts to review the images to see whether it can identify children using databases of known victims. This is out of New York, ladies and gentlemen. NBC New York reporting on that. You know, there are a lot of good people in the police, even in the FBI, that do go after real child exploiters, but they never talk about DynCorp. They never talk about the big globalist groups, the UN, trafficking and openly taking children by CPS, or how DynCorp, under its new name, is the biggest private CPS contractor in the United States. That's a telltale sign that they're always busting Homeland Security deputy directors flying to cities to meet with small children and rock and roll people trying to meet with, you know, little kids or whatever. But they're never allowed to go after the top of the food chain. Just thought I'd mention that, you know, while we're worried about taco bars being racist or petting zoos being racist or somebody wanting to bring a camel to the school as a hump day joke. I mean, in the whole world of trendiness, that's what's done is quirky things. Funny things. You know, show up to your wedding in a Godzilla outfit. And I kind of get that area of trendiness, practical jokes, doing goofy things. I privately do stuff like that around the office when I have time and with friends and family. It's fun. It's what makes life fun. It has nothing to do with putting down Arabs for a college fraternity to get a camel at its party. That's how you make a party fun. And I guess the rest of the politically correct people out there don't understand how to have fun. No, they actually do. They want to dictate to you what's acceptable, and they want you to look to them as the authority of what is acceptable. And the answer to all this political correctness is to say, you're a distraction to make us all guilty of something, so we will be guilt-tripped into going along with your anti-gun, anti-family, globalist agenda. And so you can have the moral high ground while you warehouse the veterans to die, kill the old people, forced abortions, infanticide, rob us with foreign banks, trillions of dollars every few months, wreck our whole future, engage in genetic engineering of the whole planet. While you're overthrowing creation itself, you want to distract us and make words criminal and reduce the language down to nothing because everyone's afraid to communicate because they'll be called politically incorrect. Who cares what you psychological authoritarians have to say? It's important to be politically incorrect just to show them they're not the boss. Because as you go along with political correctness, they're going to make it more and more ridiculous on purpose to make the area of accepted political activity smaller and smaller. I went to work out this morning at a gym with my personal trainer, and I was standing up at the front about to leave, and he was telling me, you know, be sure and do this, be sure and do that, be sure and, you know, juice. And the guy behind the counter goes, "Hey, Pat, did you hear? Hump Day's now racist." And Pat had heard about it, and he goes, yeah, you're not allowed to have petting zoos or camels. And these women got mad at us and were shaking their heads and were upset, whispering they shouldn't be talking like that. So just us talking about the insanity of the politically correct anti-free speech religion was a abomination desolation. And I told you, I've seen people go, "Hey, you know, Barton Springs, hey, let's look at Chinese food." Everybody goes, "Whoa, dude, don't be racist." communication is now racist. To say, oh, yeah, you know, black folks, oh, that's racist. To say African-American is racist. To say Anglo is racist. Everything, just be totally obsessed, totally freaked out, totally on eggshells where you don't say or do anything. While meanwhile, these are nothing but cultural Marxists ruling over us, laughing at us, saying, you don't like, you know, turning your guns in, you're racist. You don't like Obamacare, you're racist. Where you're so scared of being called a racist, you'll do whatever they say. You people have no power, you're a joke. People need to realize that you have no power. It is so incredibly frustrating to see these people consciously doing this. Yes, it sounds crazy and over the top to someone that's 50 years old or 35 years old or 40 years old or 60 years old to say that if you have a fiesta party for a fundraiser for your fraternity and you have enchiladas and tacos, that it's racist. But for people that are young, they go, okay, we won't have toga parties. Okay, that's racist against Greeks. And okay, we won't have the taco parties. And then remember earlier this year in Colorado and several other states, they said, don't have costume parties. They said it last October as well during Halloween, where you have stereotypes of a cowboy, of a bandito, of a geisha girl, of a Native American. That's racist. No, it's not. It's fun. It's fun to dress up like a Native American, and you don't mean any disrespect to Native Americans to dress up like a Native American. The girls love to do that. Little Pocahontas outfits. And then you dress up like a cowboy, or vice versa. This is really meant to be mind control, ladies and gentlemen. And it's about making people feel bad. Because they know the average young person is the opposite of racist. So they've got to be taught now that there's something new to be guilty about. And I know most of you know that, folks, but we've got veterans being warehoused and not given health care. And we've got people like Bill Press saying the VA scandal is just another Republican Party conspiracy theory. I want to play that clip in a moment. And Jay Carney saying he just heard about it. While Bill Gates says, hey, kill a teacher. I mean, kill an old lady, hire three teachers. This is a culture of death. They are destroying our future. They are annihilating our industry. We're being shut down, and they've got us worried about taco bars and that there's honors night for an honors dinner with the teachers and the principals to hang out with the young adults that are about to graduate who have A pluses and who've shown they want to succeed at life, and they want to go meet with teachers and the principals. They want to show they're part of society. They want to learn to go to business meetings. That's how you learn to dress nice and go to the meetings and go to the valedictorian meetings and go to the honors meetings, and that's where you go. Hey, where are you thinking about going to college? Well, that's where I went. You ought to come by the corporate offices of the law firm downtown, and we'll get you to know the people so that as soon as you get ready to go to law school in 4 years, I think we may have a place for you. That's how you go meet people, because it's not about just about your grades. It's about you sit there at the banquet and are charming and talk to people. These are life skills, and the system doesn't want you to have those life skills on the golf course. Or at having cocktails, whatever. I'm telling you where business is done. It's done at the gym. It's done over cocktails. It's done at the country club. It's done at the corporate meetings. That's where you get jobs. That's where you succeed in life. And they're saying, oh, we didn't do good in school. We don't like the fact that you're going to go to a honors ball. This is an attack on reality, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists don't want men to be warriors. They don't want women to be women. They want you to be dumb, helpless jellyfish that go and enroll in government welfare. It's just like the Democratic representative came out and said, communism has worked under Obama. Yeah, it's worked in butchering this country. Let's go out to break with Bill Press. Here's Bill Press. It's a conspiracy theory to admit that the veterans are on death list and committing suicide in record numbers. Here it is.
You know, let's remember, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is the law of the land. And the people who are ignoring the law are the governors who won't put Medicaid in their states or these House Republicans who tried to repeal it 54 times. This is just another big lie. But you know, in the conspiracies, you're right. They went after Obamacare. They were going to run on that this year. That ran out of gas because it's doing so well. So now they turn to Benghazi. This is soon going to run out of gas. What's next? The VA. I'll bet you that's what they're going to run on next.
Well, they're trying to make the VA. It's conspiracy. It's fear-mongering.
I want to explain something. We told you about the death panels. They admit the death panels, the rationing of care, where they charge you more for less. It's what they do in Europe. It's what they do in Canada. Brock Lesnar of the UFC couldn't even get surgery in Canada, folks. Remember that? I mean, I know people in Canada. Paul Watson had strep throat a few years ago, almost died. He couldn't get health care, and they wouldn't let him go to a private doctor even though he had the money. And he finally threw fits and got the care he needed. I mean, they say there's no $5,000 fine. Of course there is. It's in the stinking bill.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
In the morning you go running for the man who stole your water.
You have supervisors in supervisory positions in this hospital that have been made statements, racial slurs against veterans, have made statements that, you know, older veterans, they should just be taken outside and shot in the head because they're worthless. And this person still works there, and he's still a supervisor.
That is a senior individual at a major East Coast facility. And we're working on whether we can just say where the facility is, but obviously the voice is easy to recognize. So we should play that by ear with these other big whistleblowers and maybe just do transcripts so we can then say where they work. Because that's then what draws the attention to it. But it's at one of the biggest VA hospitals on the East Coast. And it's a 15-minute interview. I mean, it is just warehousing them and not giving them treatment and just waiting for them to die. And that's what we've now learned about Austin, what we've learned about Phoenix. And it is the policy to not give these people treatment. I remember it was 15 years ago or so, we started learning it was in Kansas City, that they'd strap down the old vets from World War II, Korea, and flies would actually go up their nose and lay eggs in the sinus, and maggots would eat their brain. And then I guess it turns into a VA joke, because it turned out there were cases in Washington State, Texas, you name it after that, where the only deaths from maggots in this country tend to be at VA hospitals and some nursing homes. And, look, they don't have insurance to pump. They just want more. That's the attitude of, we'll get raises and have more money if we didn't have to take care of these old people. And you go to the VA facilities now, according to the vets that work here, and they have these special cops there, these mercenary types that get in your face, boss you around. They treat them really bad. And my dad always talked about doing volunteer work in the VA hospital, how nightmarish it was. And some are better than others, but Biggs went in, like I said, Monday to get signed up here. He lives here now. And they got his name wrong. First, they said, well, you can come for your internal bleeding in July, because he was in a one IED that Special Forces dug him out of, where it blew up the armored vehicle and burned up inside, and he breathed all the fumes of smoke and fire, and it burned his lungs and esophagus. So he coughs up blood all the time. I've seen him do it. And he's bleeding real bad right now. And he went in there and just has blood leaking into his stomach, down his and into his lungs. And they just told him, you know, you can come in July. We may be able to do something. And then they said, sorry, it's going to be longer because they've misspelled his name in the computer. And he just said, so what do I do? And they just said, well, hopefully you won't die. And he'd be on air right now talking about it, but he's in there taping interviews on Skype with more whistleblowers right now. And so that's how it works. He tells a story about one time he was being flown out of Ramstein back to the U.S. in his bloody uniform, because they put it back on him at the hospital. That's the type of care they get. They didn't get him. He was flown out, medevaced out of Afghanistan to Germany. So they dressed him back up in his combat uniform with shrapnel holes in the chest and legs and blood all over it and dirt and other things. And he's going through, and when he gets to the U.S., the TSA pulls him out and yells at him for an hour and a half, saying, why are we picking up explosives? And they were trying to cut open his cast, sticking probes in. He was saying, look, I got blown up by shrapnel from a mortar. Here's my paperwork. He had IVs hooked in him, everything. I mean, that's how screwed up this country is. The media says they love veterans all day. The system hates you with a passion. And
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the
ones responsible.
Prime Directive discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not